That's the real hole in the dike of Scientology. They have made the mistake, and Hubbard saw it too late, of lifting up the cross, even though they patented it. They made the mistake of adopting Christian terminology. Now, with that has come enormous responsibility. They are incapable of coping with. They have no Christian background. They have no credentials. They have no training. They know nothing about biblical theology, right?
That's right.
So how are they going to talk biblical theology? They can't. So they simply use it as a front and then program people into Hubbard's thinking, which leads you away from biblical theology. Now, you can come back in your mind from this altered state of consciousness by recognizing what it is. It's programming into another person's mind. All you have to say and keep saying is, consciously and unconsciously, I reject this, I reject this, I reject this. And it breaks it. Yeah. Scripture breaks it. And the Holy Spirit breaks it. And that's what happens to the cultist that comes out of a cult to Christ. Christ sets you free.
Amen.
And you know what I'm talking about better than I do, but for our listening audience, that's what happens. Would you say that's an accurate picture?
Yes.
Of what happens? The mind changes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're describing right now a person who in the old Korean vocabulary would be called brainwashed back in 1950.
I was going to make that
the
point.
Mind has changed, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to get back to reality. And that's a trademark of the kingdom of the cults.
We're often asked if we feel that Scientology brainwashed us, and we believe that we were brainwashed, and according to the books that we've read about brainwashing and techniques, one of the things that is most often used is the isolating method of a secret language, a language that only people, practitioners of that particular group know.
And only truth comes from the people that surround you.
That's right.
And it's them against us.
That's exactly right.
It's a siege mentality.
Dr. Martin, when we were in Scientology, we were encouraged not to read the newspaper. And if any article came out, like in a Reader's Digest against Scientology, we were almost ordered not to read it. It was forbidden. Do not read this. It is just going to corrupt or goof up your processing.
This is known as the Masada syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the Jews that isolated themselves on top of that mountain?
Yeah.
They die rather than stop. They wouldn't listen. There was no reason. The Romans didn't want to kill them. I mean, they didn't want to stay around camped outside Masada to climb up that torturous snake path to get to the top to butcher men, women, and children. They were carrying out orders which meant quash a Jewish rebellion. All the Jewish leaders had to say was, okay, we are not going to resist anymore and come down from the mountain and go back to living in their country.
Mm-hmm.
But, no way, you see. They had developed a siege mentality, and it was, we're going to survive. We're going to live, and it's them against us, and no matter what happens, we're going to stick together. They ended up cutting each other's throats.
You hit the nail on the head. That's exactly the mentality of a Scientologist. Them against us.
I think so. And they think that they have something secret nobody else has. Well, look, I've got a call here that we've got to answer because this is a six-year-old caller from Seattle, Washington, and we want to get to her. Hi, Sean. You're in Seattle, right?
Right.
What can I do for you, sweetie?
My name's Sean, and I'm from Seattle.
Right.
How do we know that God is the only God and the true God?
How do we know that God alone is the true God and the only God, right?
Right.
Okay, well, first of all, God did something very unique. He did something that was very unusual, okay?
Okay.
God sent his son into the world. And then God said, this is my son, Jesus. Now, watch him and listen to him, because when you see him do something, that's what I'm like. When you see Jesus heal, that's what I'm like. When you see Jesus teach about love and fellowship and friendship, that's what I'm like. If you want to learn about me, look at my son. So God did something nobody ever did. God sent his son into the world to live here. And if you want to know what God is like, you just read the New Testament and you find out what Jesus was like. Because Jesus was God living in human flesh, just like one of us. And he said, if you don't believe me, that there's only one true God, then look at what I'm doing. I can heal the sick. I can cleanse men, I can cast out devils, and I can even raise the dead. And what's more, when I'm put to death, I'm going to come back from the dead and prove that I'm the Son of God. And that's exactly what he did. And that's what proves that Jesus Christ is God's Son and there's only one God. Nobody ever did what Jesus did. Does that help you?
Yeah.
Okay, Sean, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
The Lord bless you. Bye-bye. This is the Bible Answer Man, Walter Martin. If you want out from Scientology, if you want to talk to people that know what's really going on, then get in touch with Cult Awareness Ministry, Post Office Box 1671, Monrovia, California. And they'll give you lots of information on Scientology, how to stay out of it, and how to get out of it if you're in it, and how to help people that are being influenced by it. That's a very important ministry. Cult Awareness Ministry, Post Office Box 1671, Monrovia, California. Now, I want to ask a couple of questions. Talking about Scientology, what is the core of Scientology? What is it that attracts people to Scientology?
Well, Dr. Martin, I think the people that get into Scientology have some problem that they haven't been able to deal with. And surprisingly, when I was there, we noticed that so many people who were on staff and who were getting training and counseling came from Christian homes, came from Christian backgrounds. So for some reason, their philosophy, their belief was not helping them through this crisis that they were having. They weren't whole for some reason. And they chose, rather than to get with their pastor or some wise people in their church to help them see what the scriptures were saying about their situation, they chose to go to another thing, Scientology, to try and get an answer to a problem they had.
In other words, people went into Scientology, in your experience, 5 years in there, because they didn't get answers to questions.
That's exactly right.
Well, of course, that's what the Scripture says. The Scripture says, to every man, an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within you. And if you can't give that reason, you're fair game for the devil, or for anybody that comes along with something that sounds like, acts like, looks like Christianity. And that's how people get sucked into Scientology. What does Scientology have to say about sin?
Well, they call sin overt, an overt act. And there's rules and laws and policies against sin, but or overts, as they call it, but their understanding of what an overt is far different from a Christian's understanding.
Well, there's no idea of transgressing the law of God.
No. The only acknowledgement there is toward God is that He exists. There is this thing called the eighth dynamic, and the dynamics are all the different living realms that we experience, such as how one relates to oneself, how one relates to one's family, and on down the line.
And God is the eighth dynamic.
And He's the eighth, and He exists, and that's what you hear. That's all you hear.
It's interesting because Dr. Donald Gray Barnhouse, the great biblical scholar and my mentor, once pointed out that eight is the number of Satan, not the number of God. Seven is the number of perfection. Eight is the number of Satan, disorganization, counterfeit, the opposite of truth. And he developed quite an interesting theory on that. But it's quite interesting in Scientology, it's the eighth dynamic.
Dr. Martin, there's another thing talking about sin. Scientology, for the listeners, they believe that a man is basically good and not evil, as the scriptures point out. But it's also interesting, when you're in Scientology, they spend a tremendous amount of time security checking you frequently, which means...
Now let's roll the tape back a second.
Okay.
Here. You said in Scientology they teach that man is basically good.
Correct.
Not even as the Bible says. Is that what you said?
The Bible says that we're basically evil.
Right. This is the opposite of what the Bible says.
Exactly right. But in Scientology, though they believe you're basically good, they spend a tremendous amount of time security checking its employees and their staff members, which is putting them on this e-meter, ask them, have you stolen this? Have you stolen that? Have you done this? Have you done that? And it's done frequently.
Confessional.
Mm-hmm. When I was the head of the Treasury Division, I had so many hours of security checking. You know, one of the reasons a person joins staff...
They didn't trust you.
Well, they make sure that I stay trustworthy. But one of the reasons a person joins the staff is because they can't afford the services as a public paying person. So you become a staff member, and the promise is you complete your contract, be that 2.5 years, 5 years, or the billion-year contract, and we will give you free counseling, free training, all the services that we offer for free. When you're a staff member, though, you don't have the time to get any real personal enhancement. You're too busy getting security checked and made and being trained to do your position better.
Well, that's fascinating. We're talking with Keith and with Sean Scott, who have a ministry of outreach to Scientology. Cults Awareness Ministry, Post Office Box 1671, Monrovia, California. Hi, this is Walter Martin. Go ahead.
What's the main belief of these people that are into Scientology?
Well, the main beliefs would be, one, man is basically good. He's not evil. The reason that he's got all these problems is he has a reactive mind where all these moments of pain and unconsciousness are stored up over millions of lifetimes. And that's why people walk around in the bad shape that they are today. And that through Ron Hubbard was the only person in all of history that was able to put together this technique this technology to free people from the reactive minds. And that's their basic belief right there.
Scientology believes in the basic goodness of mankind and that all our problems go back through many, many cycles of evolution, millions and millions and millions and millions of years. In fact, Hubbard traced it back to Venus at one particular time, if I'm correct.
What's the best thing to tell them? I'm a Christian, and the best thing to tell them, you know, about the Lord to try to, you know, get them out of that, to witness to them.
Well, one thing I've found that's real interesting to do with a Scientologist is to take some of their pat phrases that, for instance, in recruitment posters, they use, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." What you do is you get out your Bible, and you show them where that phrase came from and who really spoke that truth. If you can get a Scientologist to even look into the Bible with you, that word will not come back void.
The key, of course, is this. Listen now very carefully, okay?
Right.
The key is to get them to look at the text of Scripture which they have quoted. In other words, they quote verses of Scripture. You understand?
Right.
Go to the verses of Scripture which they quote. Open your Bible, have them read it to you. While they're reading it, the Holy Spirit will speak to them and convince them of sin and righteousness and judgment. Now, the Bible is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Let them fall on the sword, and it'll go right straight through into their souls. Okay?
Okay.
God bless you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. And we have people with us who are experts in Scientology, Keith and Sean, who have Cult Awareness Ministry, Post Office Box 1671, Monrovia, California, where they keep people out of Scientology, help people get out of Scientology, and want to inform you on the dangerous cult of Scientology.
Scientologists say what was it again, cycles of revolution?
The cycles of evolution, meaning that your different past lifetimes, they believe in reincarnation.
So you've lived before, all the way back to the planet Zemo.
Zemo?
Zemo, yeah. You never heard of that, did you?
No, I never have.
You never heard of engrams either, did you?
Engrams?
Yeah.
No, sir, I haven't.
Yeah, well, don't feel badly about it, because they don't exist. Only in the mind of L. Ron Hubbard, okay?
Okay. I have your book right here, Kingdom of the Cults.
Right.
How did this all get started?
Well, Scientology started with a book called Dianetics in 1950, written by L. Ron Hubbard, who was quoted at one time as saying that the best way to make $1 million was to start your own religion. He started his own religion. He made hundreds of millions of dollars. But what shall it profit a man if he gain the entire world and lose his soul?
Oh.
Nothing, you see. So he led a lot of people astray spiritually. I don't have any quarrel with Mr. Hubbard's right to voice his views, or the Church of Scientology to voice its views. I want the same right for myself under the Constitution. What I protest against is the Scientologists mimicking Christianity when they don't believe it. God bless you.
Thank you.
Hang in there. Go ahead, Everett. You're on the air with the Scots.
Okay. I had just two quick questions. First, the word WOG came up. W-O-G-O is called a WOG by some people in Scientology, and I want to know what that means. And second, what can we do as a Christian body collectively to witness to these people in Scientology? And how do we go about approaching these people and stressing to them that they need a personal relationship with Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord?
Well, WOG means worldly oriented gentleman, and basically what that means is anyone who's a non-Scientologist is a WOG. It's sort of an insulting way of referring to non-Scientologists. From
Gentiles,
okay? That's right.
If you put it in the context of the Bible, it'd be Gentiles.
Okay.
As far as striking a blow to the Scientology and getting organized the people who have gotten out, we're finding, since we've been talking on the radio, there are a lot of people who have been in Scientology that have found the Lord, so we thank the Lord for that. And I think that part of our ministry is to help get these people together and maybe talk about their experiences so they know what happened to them. And also we need to pray that the strongholds will be brought down and that the Scientology will be dealt a blow.
Right.
Expose it.
Now, if you want to deal with Scientologists, they can give you some hints on that, but the one I mentioned before is a very effective way. The Scientologists are forever using quotations from L. Ron Hubbard where he quotes the Bible, okay?
Okay.
Get them to read the quote from the Bible out of your Bible. And then say, look at this. Hubbard recognizes the authority of Jesus Christ. Why don't you recognize the authority of Jesus Christ? Jesus said you must be born again. And take him to John 3.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm talking with Kurt. Go ahead, Kurt.
Greetings to all of you. We have a little group of Scientologists that live on the apartment complex that we manage, and I'd like your guests, the Scots, to try to help me out a little bit on this. We've been doing some witnessing. We'd like to get some literature from them, but they mentioned a term called the bridge. She asked me if I was on the bridge. What is the bridge?
The bridge is their lineup of courses and counseling that enables you to become, quote, clear and on up through their levels of reaching spiritual perfection.
Yes, that would be like mist.
Yeah, what does the word clear mean? That's very important to Scientologists.
Well, clear is devoid of mental aberration based upon your past lifetimes and your current lifetime engrams.
So it's erasing the blackboard of your past reincarnations.
That's right. That's what clear is.
You understand what they're talking about now?
Sure do.
Now,
that's what
clear means, but this is important. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, takes away the sin of the world, right?
Right.
Ask them if L. Ron Hubbard can improve on Jesus Christ. I mean,
right.
Christ died and rose from the dead. Hubbard is incinerated.
That's right.
He never got up again.
Right.
Hey Kurt, I wanted to say another thing. You mentioned trying to witness these folks. If you're able to, try not to be antagonistic to their belief system, because they're trained to just put up a wall against anybody who's antagonistic to what they believe. So if you go in like on a, you know, soften your how you feel about their religion and just share the gospel, I think you'll do better.
Yes, that's very important. Also remember something else. In Hebrews chapter 1, it says, Jesus Christ by himself purged our sins. You have that?
Yes.
If he purged our sins by himself, why do you need to go through clear experiences and reincarnations and auditing to get rid of what Jesus paid for?
Right, totally.
Can you improve on the blood of Christ?
Mm-hmm. No way.
Well, that's what I would point to them. In a loving manner. It's very important to speak lovingly. Okay?
Okay. One other thing, too. What do they teach their little children? They have a little child by the name of Sean, in fact, that is about 6 years old also. And he's been going to school and stuff down in Southern California. They're frequently gone to training and stuff. So what could we share with them, with the little boy?
That's a little tough. They're teaching the little boy everything they're being taught. They have Scientology schools. One of their branches is Applied Scholastics. They have Scientology drug rehabilitation centers. It's called Narconon. One of the ways that you could perhaps witness to the little boy is to be a friend to him.
Yes.
And show him the love of the Lord Jesus.
Great,
and present to him the person of Christ. This is very important.
Great.
The person of Christ. He doesn't really understand this. And just very simply point out that God, who created everything in the world, loved us so much that he sent the Lord Jesus into the world to save us from our sins and from all the evil that was in the world. And then tell him about Jesus. And let the Holy Spirit deal with the child.
Do the work.
Yeah. Okay?
Praise God. Could you give the zip on that cult awareness, Dr.
Yes.
Martin, and I'll get off.
91016, the Cult Awareness Ministry, Post Office Box 1671, Monrovia, California, 91016. Write in from all over the country if you're an ex-Scientologist. And give your fellow ex-Scientologists some support in your prayers. Write in if you're a Christian. Encourage them. Get in touch with them. Form a network. Start doing something to evangelize Scientologists. If you want their testimony, information from them, write in to them. And we also have a tape ourselves here at Christian Research Institute on Scientology. You just listened to it, and I didn't even ask you whether or not it would pass your standards, but I tried.
It's an excellent tape on Scientology. Very revealing.
Good. I hope that you get a hold of that tape also. But the address is Post Office Box 1671, Monrovia, California. Hi, this is David in Turlock, California. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Hi, David.
I started getting into evangelist programs, and I really started listening to your tapes on Mormonism and stuff like that, and it's really great. But I had a question about, you said that you want to use their verses, and you want to take them out of the Bible and say
no,
them.
No, this is what I said. Listen carefully.
Right.
When witnessing to a Scientologist, you notice that in their advertisements they quote Bible verses. Take those Bible verses, show them their own publication, and have them read out of the Bible the verse so they can see that Hubbard recognized Christ. The minute they do that, then start preaching Christ to them.
I was curious if you could give me some verses, because I don't have any information on which verses or what. Do you have any offhand?
Yes. One verse that's rampant on their recruitment poster is, many are called, but few are chosen. And that's encouraging a Scientologist to become a Sea Org member, which is the same as someone who signs up for their next billion years.
Okay, that's one. Many are called, few are chosen. Secondly, you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Okay, John 8:32.
Okay.
All right?
Great. Thanks a lot.
Right. God bless you.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye. This is the Bible Answer Man, Walter Martin, answering your questions across America on satellite. We've had as our special guests Sean and Keith Scott, and they are operating the Cults Awareness Ministry. I'm going to give you their name again and the address, and I want you to write in because we're going to terminate this interview now. Cults Awareness Ministry, Post Office Box 1671, Monrovia, California, 91016. That's Post Office Box 1671, Monrovia, California, 91016. Write in to the Cults Awareness Ministry and get information on Scientology. They're also writing a book. I believe it'll be a best-selling book entitled Escape from Scientology. Thanks so much, Keith and Sean, for being on our program. Will you come back again sometime?
Yes, thank you for having us, Dr. Martin.
Our pleasure, Dr. Martin.
Thanks again. Bible Answer Man program specializes in giving people reasons for faith, answers to questions, and confronting the great issues and challenges to Christianity today. You have an opportunity to participate in the Bible Answer Man ministry through your prayers and through your generous contributions. If you believe in this ministry, write me this week, the Bible Answer Man, Box 500, San Juan Capistrano, California. We're running behind in our radio bills. We need your help to stay on the air to answer your questions. So if you want to help us really do the job and answer questions and want your questions to be answered, I need to hear from you. Write me, if you will, this week, the Bible Answer Man, Box 500, San Juan Capistrano, California, or Walter Martin, Box 500, San Juan Capistrano, California. Whatever you can give, believe me, will be greatly appreciated, and we'll praise and thank God for all the blessings which He has bestowed upon us. The address, once more, of the Scott's Ministry, Cults Awareness Ministry, Post Office Box 1671, Monrovia, California, 91016. Cults Awareness Ministry, Post Office Box 1671, Monrovia, California, 91016. If you want information on Scientology, how to stay out of it, how to get out of it, to learn the inside of Scientology so that you'll be able to witness to people who are in it, then make it a point to contact Cults Awareness Ministry.